First of all, how difficult is it going to be for the Pirates team to resume riding this evening?
I think, you know, it's we've had a rain off at Leicester. I think we were all hoping that that meeting would go ahead so that we could come home to Paul and of having had a match under our belt to a degree. But it is going to be very hard. I think it's going to be an emotional time for certainly for the riders and the management, the supporters of both teams. You know, clearly Darcy's are immensely popular with everybody connected with the sport.
And how's Neil Middleditch, the team manager, doing? I know those two, he and Darcy, are really close.
It's been particularly hard, and I don't. It's not a competition here as to who has cried the most tears, because I'm quite sure there's many people listening to this that will feel just as upset about the nature of Darcy's injuries as we are, and it's but for Neil and Chris in particular, I have an enormous sympathy. You know, I'm very close to Darcy myself, but you know, obviously Darcy's lived with Neil for 4 years. He's been Chris's best friend for as long as I've known Darcy. So it's very hard on everybody. And I say, you know, again, it's not a competition as to who this has affected most, but my heart and my thoughts go out to those two guys in particular.
And I know that Speedway is your livelihoods, it's the riders' jobs, but was there any point where you guys thought or considered not completing the season?
Yes, there is, in all honesty. I have to say that it's something that was discussed last week, because Neil and I both felt that it would be, you know, hard to, one, pick the troops up, and two, how do we pick ourselves up? Because it was such a, you know, an immense thing to happen to our club, even though at this point in time, Darcy actually isn't riding for us. He was riding for Swindon. But, you know, he'd only been there for 4 weeks. Really, Darcy's a pool rider. He was coming back to us next year. You know, and it's very hard for everyone connected with the club. But to answer your question, yeah, there was a consideration given to possibly, you know, pulling out, even, you know, fulfilling our league commitments. But we felt that perhaps the playoffs would be a step too far for everybody to get their heads around. But you know, I've spoken to the team, to the captain Magic Yanofsky, to Chris Holder, Davey Watt, etc. And they, you know, all have a appreciate that it is their livelihoods, and that they must now, you know, as hard as it is, get back on a bike and start winning races.
And how is Darcy doing at the moment?
I saw him day before yesterday. I went up for a couple of days with him earlier this week with Neil and Neil's wife, Susie. And it was, you know, very, very hard to walk in and see your friend led there. But, you know, there's some good signs. There are some good signs. It's not for me to, you know, his family will decide exactly when they want the whole story told. But there are some good signs, and that's encouraging. And myself, along with everybody else, we just have to have hope that you know, that he can make as good a recovery as he possibly can from this. And, you know, there's clearly a price to be paid for the accident. It's going to have an effect on his life, but at what price that is, we really don't know yet. There's still many tests being done, and it takes time for the body to recuperate. So, you know, he's in good spirits, and he's in the right place, and he's home, which is most importantly.
And he's had so much support from fans, hasn't he? Especially the Grand Prix at the weekend.
Incredible. And there's also some footage on social media of the fans in Poland stood outside his hospital, which is very emotional to see hundreds of people chanting his name and 17,000 people at the Grand Prix. And I don't think it'd be any different any speedway track in the country. Although, of course, I think we're a little bit more reserved in England than they are in Poland. But it'll be, you know, very emotional at Paul again tonight, I'm sure.
And am I right in thinking that you guys have organised a book of friendship at the meeting tonight, so fans can share their best wishes?
Yeah, it's actually something that's put forward by Nigel Leahy, who is the presenter at Paul, the announcer at Paul. And he came up with the idea and said that, you know, he felt it was the a nice way for the fans to be able to show their thought, give their thoughts to Darcy, and we were all very happy to agree to it. You know, obviously it's nice for the fans can't really get to see him and tell him how they think, and this is a great way to do it. So that's being done tonight. I think there's two that Nigel's arranged at the stadium, and you know, we'll pass those on to Darcy when we go and see him tomorrow.
And of course, people can still donate to the official fund that's been set up for him, can't they?
They can. There's an official fund that's been set up, which is the Darcy Ward Foundation, and that's going to be, you know, very needed shortly. Again, it's not my position to tell people the cost, but it's incredible what it's cost to bring him back from Poland and now put him into this into the hospital that he's in currently. The fees are mounting up rapidly, and you know, in just a few weeks, I think it would be it's immense, you know. So it's nice that people can contribute in any way or that they feel they want to, financially, and it's small or large. It's all going to be used in the correct manner. And of course, there will be other events happening as well. I think that certainly ourselves, we're looking at running something for him. We're just waiting to see what the situation is with playoffs. If we were obviously to make the final, then it would be delayed a bit. But if we kind of went out in the semis, then we could hold it earlier. So we're just really waiting to see at the moment, and we'll make a decision nearer the time.